memory is a funny, funny thing. Our ability to remember things vividly that absolutely, positively did not happen is one of the things that always amazes me about humans. Our ability to say, oh no, I definitely remember that, and then convince ourselves of how we remember the thing. Kind of an amazing thing. I had this experience a few weeks ago. We were in the process of sanding the deck at my house. We were getting ready to be restained for the year. I have a collection of sanders that I've accumulated over the years, and we'd been using a couple of them, and I had something that I wanted to do. So I said to my son, I want you to go out and bring me the one sander. I said, I specifically want the red sander, not the green one. Bring me the red one. And he comes back and says, you want the sander that's not the green one? I said, yeah, I want the sander that's not the green one. And he says, yeah, but Dad, it's blue. He shows me this Makita sander, and I'm like, well, I knew it was a Makita, and I know they're blue, and I know I don't own a red one, so why in my memory was it so clearly red? Why did I say to myself, oh yeah, it's definitely the red one, I know it's not the green one? I don't know. My memory just wanted to say, yes, that sander's red. Humans are able to do that. We are able to color our memories, very literally color our memories. I am very thankful that there are things in my life that allow my memory to function better than it would on its own. I'm glad that there are photographs. I'm glad that there are videos. One of the things my wife and I used to do a lot back when we had VHS is on our wedding anniversary, we would watch back our wedding video that a good friend of ours took. And I gotta say, that was a very important thing to have in hand, because the whole of the wedding itself was this incredible blur that I remember arriving, I remember leaving. I remember a couple of elements during the service itself, usually things that my wife and I laughed at, or things that we made every other person in the congregation laugh about. But most of the rest of it, just a very, very rapid blur. But fortunately, we had that videotape, and so I could watch it back and go, I had forgotten those people came to my wedding, or I didn't think they were at the wedding, or, oh, look at that, I haven't thought about them in years. It's a marvelous thing to be reminded, because our memories aren't always what we want them to be. It is a marvelous thing to be reminded of joy. Marvelous thing to be reminded of love. Marvelous thing to be reminded of relationships, family. And this is why once a year, the church has, as I told the kids, for about 1600 years now, remembered those that are no longer a part of the congregation because they've gone to be with the church triumphant. Once a year, we have All Saints Day. Once a year, we remember those who are no longer with us. Because it is a joy. It's also a sorrow. Because we remember that they're not with us right now. But it is a joy because we remember that they were. It is a joy that we remember how they were, what they did. And even more importantly, it is a joy to remind ourselves and to remember that they are not gone. They are merely somewhere where we will one day go to join them. They have gone to be with our Father in heaven. And one day we, all of us, each and every one of us, will go to join them ourselves. All Saints Day. I find it unfortunate that the evening before All Saints Day, which was sort of an evening for remembering and partying and celebrating, All Hallows Eve, or as we shorten it up by squishing the words together today, Halloween, very frequently now is about remembering those who need to be remembered. It's perhaps doubly important that we as a church remember. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he is telling them to remember what it means to be a part of God's kingdom. What it means to be a part of God's kingdom isn't to shout your accomplishments, isn't to pat yourself on the back, isn't to say, look at me, how important I am. Look at what I've done and what I'm doing. And I think as I read the names of those that we have lost this last year, I see saints of tremendous renown, people whose acts and actions were remarkable, whose faith was remarkable, whose deeds were remarkable. But as I look through this list, there's not a one of them that I look at that would have ever stood on a street corner and said, hey, look at me, I've done some great things. You gotta see all the great things that I've done. No. No, I see a list of people who served with humility, with love, with grace. People who did what they did out of a desire, truly and in a heartfelt way, to serve. Which is exactly what Christ is calling on his disciples as they gathered together around him. He's calling on them to do acts of love and mercy, grace and service, not in order that everyone can be impressed by what you've done, but just because those are good things to do. And perhaps in life, we did not adequately celebrate these people. Perhaps, in fact, each and every one of us can say, in life, none of us have been adequately celebrated. I think we all could think of a million things that we've done that we have gotten minimal or no credit for in our lives. Things that we look back on and say, that one deserved an award. I think it's important to remember that what Christ is telling his disciples is that you've not been forgotten. You've not been unrewarded. You have not been uncelebrated. You just haven't had the opportunity to see it yet. At every single funeral that I do, every sermon that I offer, at some point I will say the phrase, they have entered into their Father's kingdom, they've stood before their Lord in heaven, and he has said to them, well done, good and faithful servant, enter now into your rest. I say that because each and every one of us will one day stand before our Lord in heaven, and all of those things in life that maybe nobody saw us do, all of those accomplishments that we accomplished, all of those little sacrifices that we made, all of those times that we set ourselves aside in order to serve another, the very throne of heaven will look down at us and say, I saw what you did. Congratulations. Well done, good and faithful servant. Heaven has remembered your service. On All Saints Day, we will not adequately remember these saints. We will not adequately remember everything that they did to make this world a better place, this congregation a better place, the lives of their family and friends better, because we don't have the time. Whole lifetimes of love and service were lived, and we have an hour. But we will remember them together. We will tell stories about them to our loved ones. We will light a candle. We will say prayers. And we will do our best to remember. Because in remembering their lives, it instructs our lives. In remembering their lives, we think to ourselves, I hope I can be like that person. I've had a lot of people in my life that I look back on and I look at and I think, boy, I hope I can be like that person. My wife and I were looking at spring bulbs. Because it's almost past that time. We need to get some stuff in the ground. We were looking at spring bulbs and we were selecting them. And I found myself modifying my selections based on what do I think my grandfather would have planted. What things did he have in his garden? And in fact, we chose one package of bulbs because I went, my grandfather grew those. Because I look at his life and I think, I hope I can be what he was. I hope I can do what he did. I hope I can live the way he lived. And I tell my kids and my loved ones stories about my grandfather and what a remarkable person and human being he was. And I know that when he stood in front of his Father in heaven, he looked down and he said to him, Russell, because I'm named after him, Russell, well done, good and faithful servant. Just like every name that I'm going to read off this list today. So I say to you all, I give to you a privilege. I would say a duty, but it is more of a privilege. I give to you a privilege, and that is the privilege of remembering. I give to you the privilege of remembering how those saints served our Lord. I give to you the privilege of remembering how they lived their lives, how they taught their children, the things that they did, the actions that they took, the music that they played, the food that they served to the homeless and the needy. The service to the congregations that they offer. The things that you look back on and say, I hope I can be like that one day. And I'm 54 years old. I hope one day I look back and say, yep, I did my grandfather proud. But until then, I'll remember.